This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, October 28th. The Gift. Our reading comes from John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Buying the right gift for someone can be a challenge at times. Receiving a gift can have its challenges too. If we don't really like a gift, we might try to be polite and say thank you to the giver. But later, we'll find a way to get rid of it or just put it in a closet. We might appreciate the thoughtfulness of the giver, but if we don't really love the gift, we're not likely to use it or value it much. In our Bible reading today, we learn of the most precious gift God gave to the world, Jesus Christ, his one and only Son. Many people want nothing to do with this gift. They might just ignore it and think it's a fairy tale or that it doesn't apply to them. They might argue that if God really wanted to help us, he should have ended poverty, war, and suffering, or should have cured cancer or cleaned up the environment. Others might be polite and say they appreciate the gift, but they don't really do anything with it. But there are others who absolutely love the gift of Jesus. To enjoy this gift fully, we need to know and understand how Jesus is to be received. John says we must believe in him, and this means more than just agreeing with what the Bible teaches. We need to live by faith that Jesus, coming into the world, frees us from sin and changes us to live new, full life that we can enjoy forever with him. May it be clear in the way we think, play, work, and love that Jesus is our most precious, appreciated gift. Pray with me. Forgive me, Father, when I show apathy and a lack of faith. Thank you for giving me all I need in Jesus, your one and only Son. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.